Hello friends, welcome to this episode. Okay, in this episode I wanna talk about the summary of the mini story of lesson 2, emotional mastery 2. Lesson 3, my goodness. Lesson 3, yeah. Summary of the mini story of lesson 3, not 2. Lesson 3, okay. Right now I'm sitting in the yard and yeah, the weather is very great. Thanks God. Okay, so let's start. In this story, we have an animal named Elvis. Of course, indeed, Elvis is spider. Elvis is spider. Okay, Elvis has a desire. He wants to swim from London to New York. Of course, he lives in London, okay? He wants to swim from London to New York. He wants to swim across the Atlantic Ocean, okay? He wants to swim from London to New York and across Atlantic Ocean. this is his ultimate purpose. But he can't swim. He has a problem. His problem is he can't swim. Why? Because he is a spider, of course. Okay. And he decides to practice. He goes to North Sea. And he practices. But he has another problem. He encounters with another problem. Another problem is the water of the North Sea is very, very cold. He freezes and he can't swim. And then he decides to go to the YMCA pool. YMCA pool is somewhere that people go and can have some sports and something like that. He decides to go to the YMCA pool, and he goes there and he swims in the pool every day. And then he does something. What does he do while swimming? He swims, and then while swimming he visualizes. What does he visualize? He visualizes arriving in New York. He visualized this process that he goes from London to New York. He visualized this every time he swims in the pool. So he swims in the pool and visualize this. Visualize arriving in New York. Visualize this every day, every time he swims in the pool. So he swims in the pool and visualize arriving in New York City. And the day comes. After 15 days or 16 or 17 days, he finally reaches, he arrives in New York City. Of course, in his way across the Atlantic Ocean, he confronted with so many problems. For example, sharks try to attack him, but he hit them with his legs, and there was bad weather, there was storms, and so many problems, but he finally arrives in New York City, and the mayor of the city gives him the key to the city and some imaginary things. That is it. This is the summary of the mini story of lesson 3, not 2, lesson 3. Yep, that's it. Thanks for listening. Goodbye for now.